Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's Gavin's phone scam on the Wake Up Call.
Hello?
Hi, I'm looking for Janet.
How can I help you?
Hi, my name is Raul Labrador, and you do Spanish to English translations?
I do.
I'm looking to see if I can use your services for something. I'm in kind of a difficult situation. I got married recently, and I'm regretting it a lot. The marriage was kind of a spur of the moment thing. To be perfectly honest, we were a little intoxicated at the time. We didn't even really know each other. But nonetheless, marriage happened. Even during this time, you can still get married in Vegas. It's a crazy, crazy time. And my wife, we'll call her my wife. But yeah, legally, she's my wife. She doesn't speak any English. She only speaks Spanish. So she doesn't know what I'm saying, but I need to explain to her that this is just not working out. Is that something that you think you could probably help me out with?
So just to clarify, you want me to translate to your wife that you're not happy with her in Spanish?
Yes.
Yeah, I think I can do that.
Good. Okay, great. First thing that I would need you, do you have a pen and paper?
I do.
First thing I need to tell her is I don't like that she is too mean to my dog. The other night she pushed the dog off the couch because she wanted to sit next to me, and that's where the dog sits. What would that sound like if I translated
that
part?
Yeah, it makes sense. Did you want me to say that to you in Spanish right now so you know what it sounds
yeah,
like?
Or do you want me
to just tell her?
No, because I kind of want to know. I at least want to hear it. Her name is Rosa. I just need, I need to know what it sounds like so that when we do this, I know what part you're on.
Okay. Hola, Rosa. Me llamo Janet. Aquí le estamos llamando de parte de su esposo. Le queremos avisar que...
Yeah, get the dog in there.
I just called you your husband, so she knows why I'm talking to her.
Did you say dog yet? Did you say the dog word yet?
No, I'm about to.
Okay, all right.
I'm introducing myself.
Because she pushed the dog right off the couch.
Y él no le gustó como usted le tocó el perro y cómo trata el perro. A él dice que el perro le es más significado que usted porque conoce y ama su perro más.
And then she sat on the couch. Good. That's beautiful. Okay, great. So another thing that she does is that she is eating too much of my food. It's just expensive. And she eats way more food than me. And the other thing is I don't want her to gain a whole lot of weight because I'm really worried that I won't be attracted to her if she does. And that will affect our sexual relationship. So what would that sound like?
There's a better way to say that. Do you want to hear it?
Yes, yes.
Okay. Él solo les quiere decir también que no puede comer tanta comida porque
so
no quiere que
food.
Usted, porque usted come la comida de él y en este momento
too
él
much
no
food.
Quiere que
right.
comes mucha comida y él que no quiere que te engordas. Crees que estás bonita, pero te quiere cuidar como estás.
So, okay, is that the word for fat?
In a nicer way.
Oh, good. Okay, good. Oh man, you are a lifesaver. Okay, and then the last point is, she makes me feel uncomfortable when we have sex. I don't like the positions that she puts me in both physically and emotionally. They hurt on both levels. It's not her job to do the things
I don't really feel comfortable talking about that in the bedroom. I don't know what's going on.
This is the big one. But this is the really big one, Janet. Like,
I understand that, sir, but I'm not willing to get paid to talk about this or to translate this.
Would you do it for free?
I wouldn't do this.
Before you hang up, let me just say that none of this is real. This is Gavin from the Wake Up Call on 106.5 The End. You're on a phone scam. It's a prank phone call. Your husband Ross asked me to do this. He wrote me an email. I'm sorry if it made you feel uncomfortable.
He's such a pranker. Yeah, that would have been so awkward. I was like, I need the money right now, but this is just uncomfortable. Oh my gosh, that's hilarious.
Want Gavin to scam someone you know? Email phonescam@endonline.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.